Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Joseph and his brethren. Jacob, his father, loved Joseph best of all his children, as old men love the sons old age has brought them. And he dressed him in a coat of many colors. Joseph helped his brothers to feed their flocks in the land of Canaan.
It's not right that he should be preferred before us.
We spend our days at work here in the fields, guarding our father's sheep.
And Joseph spends his time at play, wandering about the hills and dreaming dreams.
Yesterday, he told me one of his dreams. Seems we were all binding sheaves in a field, and his sheaf seemed to lift itself up and stand erect, while our sheaf stood about and bowed down before it.
Such conceit. Is he to be king? What say you, Reuben?
The boy is only 16. Let him dream a while. It will do no harm.
And he dreamt also that the sun and the moon and 11 stars did reverence to him. Even our father Jacob was angered at this.
It is not to be borne.
He is only a boy. Bear him no ill will.
Behold, the dreamer comes.
How smug he looks in his rich coat.
My brothers.
Now, Joseph. What brings you out here so far from home?
My father has sent me.
Your father? Is he not our father as well?
Did not mean that, Simeon. You know he loves us all.
I know that you are his favorite.
Oh, you jest, Simeon.
Aye, and you bear tales to him against me.
How can you believe such a thing, Simeon? It's not true. Do you believe such a thing, Judah?
He gave us no coat such as yours to walk abroad in.
And you, Reuben? Do you feel this way?
Let us not quarrel about such matters.
Did not know what was in your hearts, my brother. I will wear the coat no longer. There. Let it be sold and the money divided among you as proof of my love.
We want none of your gifts. We are not beggars.
Simeon.
Simeon. Simeon, put up your staff.
I will spill his brains out here on the
ground.
Hold
him off, Judah. Here, you, into this well with you.
Still crying. Will you not forget your anger, Simeon?
I say he must die. If we were to let him go now, we would all be outcasts from our father's house. Let him die here in this place. We can tell the old man a wild beast has devoured him. What say you, Judah?
Who comes on the road?
Egyptian merchants.
Egyptians? I have a thought. How if we were to sell him to those merchants? There would be no blood on our hands, and he would be out of our way forever.
How if he should escape from Egypt?
Have no fear of that. He will not escape from Egypt.
I say let him go.
Never. I will see him dead first.
We cannot draw back now.
As you say, I will draw him out of the well.
Thank God. Thank God. Oh, Reuben, my brothers, it was all a dream. You would not stain your hands before God with such a crime.
Here come the merchants.
Oh, merchants! What are we offered for this slave?
Judah, Reuben, my brothers, my brothers!
Where is my son, Joseph?
Here is his coat, Father.
His coat? Where is my son?
We found it in the fields.
Blood. Blood upon his coat. My son Joseph, my dearest son. God have mercy on him.
And Jacob mourned for his son, and would admit no consolation, and would not dry his tears. Meanwhile, the merchants had sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's courtiers, and captain of his guard. And Joseph, being falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, was cast into prison, where it chanced that he was put in charge of the other prisoners, among whom were two of the household servants of the king.
You there, fellows. Why do you look so sad?
Master Joseph, I have had a dream, and it troubles me.
What was it you saw in your dream?
There was in front of me a vine, which has three shoots. First they budded, and then grapes grew upon them. I had Pharaoh's cup in my hand. So I took the grapes and pressed them out into the cup, and gave Pharaoh the draft.
This is the meaning of your dream. The three shoots stand for 3 days which have yet to pass, after which Pharaoh will bethink himself that he is in need of you and will restore you to your old office of cupbearer. Pray do not forget me in the day of your prosperity.
I, too, have had a dream, Master Joseph.
And what was your dream?
I was carrying 3 baskets of loaves on my head. And the top basket contained pastry of every kind. But the birds came and ate it.
Your dream means this. The 3 baskets stand for 3 days which have yet to pass, after which Pharaoh will hang you on the gallows, and the birds will come and eat your flesh.
And it came to pass that Pharaoh himself, 2 years afterwards, was troubled with a dream. And no man in all of Egypt could interpret it for him.
Master.
Aye, fellow.
I am much to blame. When you, my lord, were vexed with your servants, you committed me and your chief cook to prison. And there a certain Hebrew slave heard our dreams, and truly prophesied their meaning. Perhaps this same slave.
What was his name?
Joseph, my lord.
Let him be brought before me. Joseph, I have heard of you as one who can interpret dreams with great art.
No art is needed. The Lord will give Pharaoh his answer. What was your dream, my lord?
I dreamt I was sitting on the river bank, and 7 heifers came out of the stream, sleek and well-fed, and grazed on the rushes there in the marshland. Then, on a sudden, 7 other heifers followed them, so pinched and starved that in all this land of Egypt I never saw the like. These ate up the 7, wholly consuming them, and yet they showed no sign of having had their fill. They languished there as gaunt and wretched as ever. Then I woke, but as soon plunged in sleep again. This time I dreamed that 7 ears of corn, plump and fair, were growing from a single stalk, till 7 others, all shrunken and blighted, sprang up out of the stubble nearby and devoured the fair promise of the first seven. This is the dream I have told to these diviners of mine, and none of them can tell me what it means.
My lord, the two dreams are one. God is warning my lord Pharaoh of what he intends to do. The seven sleek cattle, the seven plump ears, have the same sense in the two dreams. They stand for 7 years of plenty. Whereas the seven gaunt, starved cattle which came up after them, and the seven shrunken, blighted ears of corn, prophesy 7 years of famine. And they will come about in this order. First, there will be seven harvests of great abundance all over this land of Egypt. And they will be followed by 7 years of such drought as will efface the memory of the good times that went before them. Famine will ravage the whole country, till the evil effect of the drought does away with all the good effects of those abundant harvests. That you should have dreamed twice to the same purpose is proof that God's decree stands firm. What he foretells will come about, and there will be no delay in its fulfillment.
You have spoken wisely, Joseph.
It is for you, my lord king, to find some man of wisdom and skill to put the whole of Egypt under his charge. He must appoint a commissioner of each region to collect a fifth of the harvest during the 7 years of plenty which are now upon us and store it up in barns. All this reserve of corn must be held at the royal disposition and kept in the various cities to make provision for the 7 years of famine by which Egypt will be overtaken. If not, the whole land will perish for want.
Where am I to find another man such as this, so full of God's inspiration? Every word you have spoken comes to you revealed by God. Joseph, you shall have charge of all my household, and all my people shall obey your word of command. You shall share all I have, except this royal throne. Hereby I put the whole land of Egypt under your care. Take this ring from my finger, and this robe, and put this gold chain about your neck, that all may do you reverence as the ruler of the whole land of Egypt.
So Joseph thus won the favor of the king when he was only 30 years old. And the first 7 years passed, years of plenty for Egypt. And now, as Joseph had foretold, 7 years of scarcity began, and soon the whole world was coming to Egypt to buy food.
Judah, Reuben, Simeon, my sons.
Yes, father.
Why do you not go down to Egypt to buy corn instead of waiting here till we starve?
We will do as you say, father.
Take your brothers with you. Only leave the boy Benjamin here with me, lest some evil befall him on the way, as it did once before to Joseph.
And when his brothers appeared before Joseph, they did not recognize him, but he knew them.
You strangers, whence come you?
From the land of Canaan, master, to buy food for our people.
From the land of Canaan, eh? You are spies. You have come to find out where our country's defenses are weak.
No, my lord. We are thy servants. Come here to buy food, sent on an errand of peace.
You have come to spy out where our country is ill-defended.
We are all brothers. Our father in the land of Canaan is the father of 12 sons. The youngest is still with him.
The youngest? What is his name?
Benjamin, my lord.
Benjamin. Benjamin.
Is it not strange? He turns his face from us and gazes off as though he were dreaming some pleasant dream.
May we pass, my lord?
Do what I bid you, and I will spare your lives. One of you will stay here in prison. The rest shall go home, taking with you the corn you have bought. You must bring your youngest brother, Benjamin, here into my presence. When you have done that, I shall know that your story is true.
We bow to your will, Master. It is no more than we deserve. We who so wronged our brother Joseph and looked on without pity when he pleaded in anguish for his life. This is what has brought all this trouble upon us.
I pleaded with you not to do the boy such wrong, and you would not listen to me. We are being punished now for his murder.
What is this one's name?
Simeon, my lord.
You are the youngest here.
Yes, my lord.
Let chains be put upon this one and let him be put into the jail.
Mercy, my lord.
The rest of you will receive full sacks of corn from my servant and may proceed upon your journey.
My brothers, my brothers. Dear God, how they have changed. And how I long to put my arms about their shoulders and draw them to me.
You sent for me, my lord.
Look, you. Return the money that each of these pay you for the corn secretly into the sack before they proceed upon their way.
Aye, my lord.
You have made a childless man of me. Joseph is dead, Simeon a prisoner, and you would rob me of Benjamin, too. It is I who have to bear all this trouble.
Give me charge of him, and I will bring him back.
I will not let him go with you. His brother is dead. He is all I have left. If any harm should befall him, you would send an old man sorrowing to his grave.
But still the land continued famine-stricken. And soon all the food they had brought with them from Egypt was used up.
My sons, go back to Egypt and bring us a mouthful of food.
Father, this man we told you of warned us with a solemn oath. He would not receive us unless our youngest brother came back with us. If you will send him in our company, we will all go together and buy what we need. Not otherwise.
This was great kindness you did me to tell him you had a brother at all.
How were we to know he would demand to have our brother brought into his presence? Let the boy go with me, or we shall all die and our children with us. I make myself answerable for his safety. Never forgive me if I do not bring him back to you.
Well, since it must be so, have your way. Only take gifts with you. The most precious this land yields, balm and honey and storax and myrrh and mastic and almonds. Take a double amount of money with you and restore what you found in the sacks. And may the Almighty God secure you in his favor so that he will send back that brother of yours who is now his hostage, and Benjamin as well. And meanwhile, I shall be like a man bereft of children.
Masters, the strangers from the land of Canaan approach.
Take them to my house and make a feast. They will eat with me at noon.
Why have we been brought here to this rich house?
It must be because of the money we took home in our sacks.
Sir Stuart, we came here some while since to buy food. But when we reached our halting place, we found the money lying in the mouths of our sacks. And now we have brought back the same amount, over and above the sum that is to defray our fresh needs. We cannot guess who it was put the money back in our purses.
Set your mind at rest. You have nothing to fear. Your own God, the God your father serves, must have enriched these sacks of yours. I have the money you paid me accounted for.
My daughter, you quite understand.
Ah, here is your brother, restored to you.
Simeon.
My brothers. God has brought you back.
For behold, the master of the house approaches.
Master, we have brought you these gifts from the land of Canaan, from which we come again to beg food from you.
You are welcome, all of you. How fares your father of whom you spoke? Is he still living?
He is, my lord, and sends you greeting.
And this.
Is this the younger brother you told me of?
Aye, my lord. This is our brother Benjamin.
Benjamin, God be merciful to you, my brother. Fill their sacks with corn. When it comes to the youngest, enclose in his sack not only the money he paid for his corn, but my silver cup as well. And give them leave to depart.
Indeed, my brother. This was a strange man, but he has treated us kindly and sent us on our way filled with good things.
Our father will rejoice in heart when he sees his sons restored to him again.
Halt! Halt! Draw off your beasts! Every man of you, dismount!
What is the meaning of this?
It is the command of my master. One of you is a thief. You have stolen my master's cup, the one from which he drinks and takes omens. You have done him a great wrong.
What charge is this, my lord, to bring against your servants? That we should have been guilty of such a shameful deed. If the missing cup should be found in the possession of any of us, let him pay for it with his life.
Open the sacks!
Here. Here, my lord, behold. There's nothing here but corn.
And here, my lord. Observe.
And yours.
See, my lord.
And yours?
Benjamin. The silver cup.
My master's cup. Now shall you pay dearly for this.
Benjamin, our brother. A thief.
What moved you to do this thing?
My lord, what answer can we make? What plea can we offer in our defense? We are guilty men, and God would not let it pass unnoticed. And now all of us will be your slaves.
God forbid that I should ask that. No, the thief who stole the cup shall be my slave. The rest of you may go back to your father as free men.
My lord, shall I present myself before my father, and the boy not with me? Must we bring an old man in sorrow to the grave? Enslave me instead, my lord. Let the boy go home with his brothers.
Behold, my lord covers his face with his robe. How strange.
He's weeping.
Why should the man weep?
My brothers.
Brothers?
Brothers.
I am Joseph, your brother.
Joseph?
Joseph, our brother.
My lord, forgive us.
Pity on us, my lord. We did not know what we were doing.
Rise from your knees, my brothers. No harm will come to you. Waste no regret over the bargain that brought me here. If I came to Egypt, it was on God's errand to be your protector. So God would have me here in readiness to preserve your race by giving you food to live.
Forgive us, Joseph.
It was not your design. It was God's will that sent me here and put the whole of Egypt under my care.
What shall we do to atone for our sin, my lord?
Go back to our father and give him this message from his son, Joseph. God has made me ruler of all Egypt. You shall have the land of Goshen for your dwelling place, so that you may live close to me with your children and grandchildren, your sheep and cattle and all that is yours. And there I will maintain you and keep you all the days of your life.
Reuben, Judah, Simeon, how fared you on your travels?
We fared well, Father. How shall we tell the old man?
Have you brought back a crust of bread with you?
Oh, I am afraid to tell him. Let Simeon explain to him.
Why are you whispering, my sons? What is there you have to say?
Father, your son Joseph.
Joseph was my son. Joseph was favored of God.
Your son Joseph lives, Father.
Joseph is dead and in Abraham's bosom.
He lives in Egypt and is regent over all the land and bids us bring you to him with all your household, and he will give you land and wealth. He is powerful in the land of Egypt, and his word is law.
Joseph, my son, is alive?
Yes, Father.
Reuben?
It is true, Father. He has sent us back to bring you to him. All the wealth and glory of Egypt is his to enjoy and rule over.
If my son Joseph lives, that is all I ask. I will go with you and have sight of him again before I die.
And Jacob set out with all his sons and their wives and children, and all the possessions he had in Canaan, and reached Egypt with the whole of his family, sons and grandsons, and daughters with them, the whole of his race, and arrived in the land of Goshen. And Joseph came from afar to meet him.
My father.
Now I can die happy. I have seen you face to face.
Thanks be to God. Now let's go and dwell together in peace.
And may that God in whose presence my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, once lived and moved, that God who has guided me like a shepherd from my youth until now, that angel of God who has rescued me from my troubles, bless you.
Thus Israel, through the honor of a great son, found a home in the land of Egypt, and settled there, and flourished, and grew great.